Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holy smokes, are you kidding me? Man. Lose 2-0 at home on a Friday night, play on Sunday, and just another ass-whooping last night. Just another ass-whooping after no score in the first period, and then it was on. The blitz was on, and Woody just said to me before he came on, Woody, you're right. Can you imagine what talk radio's like up in Toronto today? You got four or five. You got a core of players, if you just look at numbers in the regular season, as good as anybody in the league. They're core five. They all put up monster numbers. And then you see a whole bunch of guys whiffing night after night, and they just looked. The way it started, I was like, what is Toronto doing? Are they scared? Are the lights too bright? It was weird. It was like, let's stay back and kind of help the goalie here. And the Panthers were just pelting shots from everywhere. It was crazy. So, butt kicking. And you know, I heard some stuff. I'm always curious after the game. And some of their players said, hey, we had a lot of passengers tonight. And I was like, wow. And then they asked the other guy, we look like a bunch of passengers all sitting around watching. Yeah, we were watching the Panthers just chew us up. And it was bad. It was, they're going to blow it up. They're talking now. Now they start talking. It's another Game 7 loss for them, which they own a ton of right now. Seven consecutive seven-game losses. Meanwhile, the Panthers happen to know a thing or two about Game 7s, including winning a Stanley Cup not too long ago and took seven games after things are going against them. And they come and Edmonton came all the way back, and then they took care of business at home. And by the way, really no time to celebrate. I'm guessing, Woody, I didn't realize till last night, they've got the game in Carolina on Tuesday. I'm guessing they didn't fly home. They didn't, like, fly home and grab your stuff. We'll be back on the plane in an hour. I'm guessing they flew to shoot right over with Carolina. They've done this before, by the way, in these type of – but no time to rest for the conference finals. We're set in the NBA. We're set in the NHL as well. Found myself, folks, not bouncing around here because we do have a lot of stuff to get to here. And we'll get into it. The Knicks, of course. I just want to warn you, okay? And I'm trying real hard. I'm torn. I'm going to be honest with you. I try not to be a hater of any teams. Even the guys I played against with the Jets when I was told not to like them, I like a lot of those guys through the years and doing the games and being up there and being around a lot of guys, you know, and you realize, you know, we're all in our 60s now. A lot of those guys are good guys. But I got to tell you, it's not the Knicks who are going to play the Pacers in the conference finals in the East. It's not the Knicks team because they are the style of play and the way they play and the underdog guys they have and the way they play the game, they're likable. But, and it's not even the fans. It's the people in my business. It's all of a sudden, it's the radio guy overnight. Everybody's a New York Knicks fan. I grew up in New York. It's all the guys on ESPN. It's, you know, everybody's the big Knicks fan, and we've been waiting, you know, and more than 50 years since we've won a champion. I think it's 52 years, if I'm not mistaken, since the Knicks 73, which still remember that like yesterday, when Walt Frazier and Willis Reed and Earl the Pearl Monroe, one of my favorite players, Showtime, and Bill Bradley and Dave DeBuscher, and you could go on and on with that lineup, and a lot of people remember that lineup. Like, we talk about Kick and Zonk and Merck and Greasy and all the rest of the Hall of Fame guys they had and the undefeated team. I mean, they kind of been living off that up there too, man. And so, and, you know, I looked at the 52 years, and I tried not to do this last night, but it started right away with all the sports and what's left. It's the Knicks and now the Pacers, and Halliburton's this bad guy and nobody likes him and he's overrated. Matter of fact, probably a bad time to say that if you just saw him playing this last series. He was as clutch as anybody. He's been as clutch as anybody with some of those comebacks that they had. But I think it's more the people in our business, man. They just throw it down your throat. They do.
But
I know that's part of the shtick. Like, I try not to.
It'd be so good for basketball, though, for the Knicks to finally break through. I will tell you this. If they don't do it this year, they're never going to do it. I mean, this thing broke beautifully for them.
Oh, with Boston.
You got to beat the Celtics without Tatum.
Yeah,
right.
But
you probably would have beat them anyway, to be honest.
They had the two great comebacks. Anyway, down 20, they came all the way back. They've done some amazing things. They're tough. By the way, the Pacers, same thing. Now,
Indiana's a good team.
Pacers have come back in games,
this
too.
This is it for the Knicks, man. If they're ever going to win a championship, it's got to be now. And I don't know that, like, the OKC is tough, Minnesota's tough, but, yeah, man, if they were ever going to win one, it's got to be now. But that celebration they had after winning that series, people are going nuts.
Well,
I get
it,
there.
Man. Hey, listen, you win some series, you're coming into new territory.
But it is tough to ignore, like, the Greenies of the world and Stephen A. Smith. Those people are very, very obnoxious.
Well,
but
they're going to throw it, and then they put themselves in the story, and they were a little boy. And yeah, you know, and I got to be honest, I've done that a few times, too, so I got to, you know, be careful on it. Nobody cares about West Coast, where I'm from. But, yeah, but I've been kind of locked in on this New York thing, and I've said this before when I got here. It was made very clear to me by the veteran players, some of them from the undefeated team that I played with at the end of their careers. Hey, man, it was the first time we don't shake hands and we don't talk to these guys before the game. And I was like, ooh, this is weird. A couple of my teammates, Wesley Walker was my teammate at Cal. Like, what? Yeah, man. You know, he comes over. He doesn't care. He comes over and says hello, and I see him in the off season out in Northern California, hang out a little bit. And so I was like, yeah, man, we got kind of strict rules over here. We don't talk to you before the game. We can be friends in the off season, but not during these games, man, which is kind of an old school thing. But anyway, hey, speaking of great performances, Scottie Scheffler. And again, it's a major. He's got a 3-stroke lead. He loses the lead to John Rahm, who comes all the way back. And Scheffler looked a little shaky there. I thought maybe a little shaky. Maybe he wasn't. He ends up, they're tied. And then once again, Scottie Scheffler just takes it to the house and ends up with a nice lead. And John Rahm, in the last three holes, goes bogey. Woody, you can appreciate this. Double bogey, double bogey. He turned into a 15 handicapper, man. He, like, two in the water, and all of a sudden he was out. Scheffler cruises to his third major, and it's pretty impressive for people like tough golf courses. That looked like a bear. It looked like sand on one side and water on the other on every hole. And I was like, oh, I'd be done. I wouldn't be able to get out of the sand. I'd be looking. I'd go through two dozen balls looking to try to get through that golf course. That thing was looked tough. So anyway, congratulations to him. And by the way, the other story that we didn't talk about, Denver banged up as hell. By the way, hey, part of this story, you know, and Boston and Denver had all their guys play, but were a shell of themselves. OKC just, that young OKC team just beat them up last night with a huge win. SGA goes for 35. He's going to win the MVP. But, yeah, that got lopsided after that first quarter.
So that series will be fun because you got the two best young stars in basketball going at it, right? Anthony Edwards, who I think is going to be the next dominant player in that
league. I don't know, man.
He's about 3 or 4 years away from his prime.
He is athletic.
I think he mentally will need to mellow out a little bit. But, yeah, he between him and SGA, that'll be a very fun series.
Well, SGA is not the flashiest guy as far as dunking and doing some of the things like you just said. That, I mean, Anthony Edwards, a highlight reel every night, right? He dunks on somebody from the free throw line or something crazy you see him do, and then he knocks down threes. He is a talented cat, no question about it. But SGA, excuse me, just goes about his business. And every time you look up, he's averaging 32, 33 points a game. Had 35 in a big game last night. And so we'll see. Man, this thing's kind of open in the NBA. And the Panthers are just looking like they are in great, great shape right now. 3 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd last night. By the way, I don't know if anybody's taken a look at the numbers on Big Bob over the last 4 games. Over the last 4 games, after that shaky start where Toronto took the first 2 games, he, in the last 4 games, has faced 92 shots and stopped 88 of them. Just, he has been, and they've had some quality shots at him, but he has just been really, really good when they needed him. Of course, Brad Marchand and Seth Jones, the two guys that they get before the trade deadline. I guess Bill Zito and Paul Maurice put him right into that system, and here they go, because that thing is impressive. What is going on? Everything they're doing right now, they look deeper. They look better. Actually, some of their stars have been a little bit quiet as far as scoring. They don't need them. They don't need them because that Marchand line is doing everything right now. Everything.
They are. And they're slight favorites this morning, Joe, to win that series, by the way. -130, they're coming in. Slight favorites to beat Carolina.
I'm guessing, even though they have been the road team because of the record in the regular season, but I'm guessing everybody's looking and going, holy crap, they play the way they played most of these last 3 or 4 games. They're going to be a tough out for everybody. They are. And great story. A lot of great stories on that team right now. We'll get back. Got a lot of stuff coming up here this morning. We'll check in on some other stuff as well. By the way, Udonis Haslam. Did you hear UD getting after Jimmy Butler a little bit? That's my UD I like right there, Udonis Haslam. I don't know if they were calling him out a little bit, UD, and what's the deal, and playoff Jimmy. Everybody got carried away on this playoff Jimmy, and he turned into no-show Jimmy for a couple games when they needed him. Like, no Steph, how you going to do, Jimmy? Yeah. So anyway, a little surprised UD got after him. Whew, loved it. Just absolutely loved it. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I love them too. ED, low T. Boy, I'll tell you what, if your energy level is way down, if your sex drive is way down, and you know you have low T, and if you don't, you should go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and they can test for it and let you know how you're doing. All they do is knock out ED and low T. This is what they do and do it better than anybody else. They do it professionally. They put together a program specifically for you. They police the program to make sure you get the best results. I love it. I love the fact that you get checked and everything. Feel like they care. Feel like they want to know how you feel. And, it's a fast turnaround too, man. I'll tell you what, if you're down and out right now from your sex drive to your energy level, Atlantic Men's Clinic will make a difference for you. 6 locations. I believe the Hollywood location is about ready to open up for a lot of you. So, hey, I get it. We all want something close to us, but boy, you're going to get great results. You get tested for the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. You got to make that first appointment, set it up, though, because I promise you great results quickly. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It worked for me. ED and low T are gone, and I know it's going to work for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is brutal. This is men versus boys right now. Completely unprepared. I think they've lost every single 50-50 puck battle. Don't know else how to describe it, but pathetic performance.
I still have a problem with them booing, though, Liam. I mean, last time I checked, the hockey game's 60 minutes, not 40 minutes. So as poorly as you might think the Leafs have played, you've got to give the Florida Panthers a ton of credit. They're the defending Stanley Cup champions. They ratcheted things up a little bit. If you're the fans in Toronto, cheer your team on. Give the guys a little bit of optimism.
Well, to be fair, I think they did after Florida scored a couple times. If I paid $5,000 for lower bowl seats and that was the effort I got through
Florida. You paid for 60 minutes, so there's still a chance.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going to still believe. I'm just saying I'm okay with the booze if that's the effort you put
forward.
Like
the one thing that I'm seeing.
Wow, those are the worst conversations to have, man. They got a right to boo. They got a right to boo with that because – they probably felt watching that they weren't giving the Panthers credit for their system, their talent, what they did, taking away all those things because the Maple Leafs for a second game looked absolutely lost out there. Couldn't clear the puck, just constant turnovers, just setting up. Panthers just had batting practice, taking shots. It was incredible the amount. Bloodham got blocked, but it was sooner or later they were going in. I was shocked it was 0-0 after no score in that first period. three in the second, three in the third. And, yeah, by the way, three in the second, that game's over. Big Bob, even they know how good Big Bob was. There's like, with that system they're playing, we got no shot to catch them. No shot that we're going to score three against the way they're playing right now in that system they play. None. So you could talk about third period and talk about the money you're paying for the playoffs and only gets more expensive. And you want to see a good product, and that was not a very good product. Not at all last night, especially when you look at the name on the back of a bunch of those jerseys up in Toronto. Bunch of star players. They are going to blow that thing up. There's going to be pressure. I don't know if you listen to the media and fan base, but ooh, that thing, they got beat every way possible last night. They did. They just got outplayed every possible way. And Big Bob, again, can't say enough about how good he was. And we're going to have Ed Jovanovski join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to Eddie about it, about the whole thing last night. And moving on, not a whole lot of time to talk about this because I'm guessing last night, or they got up early this morning, and they are flying to Carolina. I can't imagine they flew back overnight to grab their stuff and hitting the road again, but probably flew directly there. And they got a game tomorrow night, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against Carolina, who's also got a real good team. So that should be another really good series. But listen, man, this team, it's a little different last year because they get a lot out of every one of their lines. Hell, a lot of nights they get more out of that three line than they do the one and two line. They get it from everybody. But they're not just dependent on Verhaeghe and Reinhardt and Barkov. Hell, they haven't actually. They've just been part of the story here. They've got a bunch of really good stories. And I got to tell you, I don't want to say they don't win the series without them, because then I sound like maybe a dumbass to some of you, which I am sometimes. I know Brad Marchand and Seth Jones. Seth Jones chewing up a lot of minutes, had a great game last night. Brad Marchand is just can't say enough. The national guys make it pretty clear just how important he is. But you add those two guys at the trade deadline, how good are those moves? And again, a lot of those guys, when they want out and they're getting ready to trade, they're now saying, I want to go play with the Panthers. I've been playing against them. We had bad blood when I played. I want to play with them. Brad Marchand, I'd like to go play for him. Oh, we owe you that. Thank you. Those two guys have been unbelievable. Talk about picking guys up, fit right into the system, and are productive. And by the way, Paul Maurice, nobody's going to say it. This Paul Maurice's system, I remember like yesterday when he got here and we had scored all those goals and we were just unbelievable. And Paul Maurice said the system's great that they had in the regular season, but it won't win in the playoffs. I remember like I'm going to put my system in. They're going to get used to it. It'll take them a while, but they're going to see that it works. Thank you, Paul Maurice. You were right. Bill Zito keeps feeding them. You talk about a GM and a head coach that work really well together, that work really well together and respect and are on the same page with the guys they're getting. Respect for the GM and the head coach to do their job and believe it. If you think this is best for us, hey, man, Bill Zito is, as general manager, is running a hot hand right now. You want to take him to a big poker game right now, because this guy, you want to take him to those dollar slot machines and let him throw in some money. You're going to win big. You're going to win big right now with Bill Zito. And Paul Maurice, never too high, never too low. Just these guys are motivated. They play great together. They fit in. They're not worried. Hey, I saw somebody said this. What happened to Tkachuk? Not playing a lot. He's obviously not himself. Gives him what he has, but a lot of nights, that sheet's empty, and it doesn't matter. They are, it's team. This thing is more team than last year's group that won it all, because it looks deeper with what they've added to this team. So Wonderful stories, man. Wonderful, wonderful stories. Now, I got to tell you this, man. I'm going to try not to do this. The Knicks and their drought haven't won a championship in 52 years and now 4 wins away from getting that opportunity, you know, and going back to the NBA Finals for the first time since Frazier and Reed and Monroe and Bradley and DeBuscher and all the rest of those great names like yesterday, right? Like yesterday for us old guys remembering those teams. But takes you right back, man. You see long droughts. Brings you right back to Dolphins. It just does, man. I knew it too. So I knew last night. I was thinking it yesterday, and I go, somebody's gonna throw it in my. Sure enough, man, I got that text. I get it. I get it. Last playoff win 2000. Last time we played in an AFC Championship game 1993. Whew. Last time we went to a Super Bowl 1985. Some long droughts. And I don't blame these guys completely. I don't, because it was going on long before they got here. Although Chris's been around the team for a lot, but wasn't running the show. And there's a lot of frustration, especially with the older folks. I don't know what it's like for guys younger. I know my son's has said he's never seen a winner with a team, and when he says that, never seen them deep into the playoffs, and I get it. They're aware of it. We'll talk to Omar Kelly later in the show about that. He'll join us. We'll talk a little bit about a couple things with the team. As tell you one good thing coming out of there, man. I don't know how everybody else read into this real quickly on the Dolphins on this busy day with a lot of stuff going on, and we'll get into more stuff here. So the guys, Sealer, Achan, and some other guys have made it really clear how good this offseason's been. Everybody has been at OTAs. Talk about a great attitude. Veteran players working with young guys. The atmosphere, the culture is completely different. That's what they're saying. So right away I go, wow. So Teron and Calais were great. Great leaders last year. Great leaders. Really good. Got to see it up close. Saw it around the team. Saw it in the hotel. Saw it on the bus. Saw it on the field. Saw what they did. Saw them taking young guys, talking to them to help our, especially first and second round picks, because that was a position that, you know, around the area of where those two guys played on defense and offense. And it was good. It was great stuff. It goes back to how bad a guy was. I looked at everybody. Raheem Mostert was another great guy that they loved. Great leader. Everybody liked that guy. Raheem Mostert, guy put his arm around guys, great with all of us. So I was like, okay, so they lost 3 veteran guys, older, getting up there, very into their careers. Teron's done. The other two, close. How bad was Jalen Ramsey? And I don't know how much, because they keep wanting to put that leadership and captain, and we're lucky to have Tyreek Hill. I don't know if I'm buying it. I know he's out there and he's been around the team. And Chris Greer makes it a point to always say he's one of our leaders, which tells me that they want him around and they want him to look at himself as a leader, and they want him to lead and lead the right way and all that, and giving him another chance to be that guy. But it just tells me for them to basically eat this contract, because they're not going to get fair value for Jalen Ramsey when they trade him after June 1st. How bad was this guy from leadership role and giving a max contract and obviously not coming around for OTAs to – And this is before. Now I'm sure they don't want him around. I think that's been made clear. They don't want him around. You know, good luck, but we're done. And I'm guessing there'll be more coming out on this story, and not from the Dolphins side, but from Jalen Ramsey's side, because he realizes that a lot of fingers are pointing at him right now, whether it's fair or not. Now, listen, he's all business. I'm trying to put it nicely. He's all about business, and doesn't seem to be happy in the past with coaches he's had or coordinators he's had, and you know, and if he's not getting it the way he wants, you know. But I think they were concerned with this young secondary that Jalen Ramsey was not going to be the right guy. It's pretty obvious. Pretty obvious. And sometimes when you're really good, you'll put up with a whole lot of stuff. But it had to be real bad. Then I hear the players, you can read between the lines. You're going, okay, so wow. Oh, yeah, everybody's coming back and everybody's buying in and we're all working out at the same time. And I'm going, wow. Wow, how bad were things last year? We had a lot of things that need to get cleaned up before we even got to game day around here. You're like, ooh, I get it. Man, Jalen Ramsey, they are pointing fingers at you. They can say whatever you want. But I'm looking at what has left and what has come in and what has been asked to leave, and it's got a dartboard with your face on it. Yeah, some of you might disagree. Jalen's got a home down here. He may disagree. But that secondary is going to be have a lot of young guys getting a chance to play for the first time. Going to have to be frontline guys at the safety and cornerback position. A lot of them have very few starts, still trying to make, you know, they're going to have a young secondary no matter what. And somebody said a veteran like Jalen Ramsey, who has been for a lot of his career, is considered to be one of the two or three best corners. You are not good for this team. We paid you max money, guaranteed, last year and this year, and we are willing to give up some of that money and take a hit on the salary cap because you are that much of a pain in the ass. I mean, I went through that whole roster. I'm going, wow, who could have been? Who could have been the ass clown on this whole group? And man, you do the subtraction, you do the addition, and guess what you come up with? Equals Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey. Nobody does that, man. Nobody gives a guy 2-year guarantee and then goes right before goes, we've seen enough. We got to get rid of him. You need to go. Now, he might have wanted out. That's part, you know, it could have been mutual. Yeah, I'm glad. I don't want to be here with you guys either, and you know how to win, or I'm not used to this, and I've been on good teams in Jacksonville, and I've been on good teams and won it with the Rams, and it ain't working here. This is not what it's supposed to look like.
I hate mutual, man. Mutual's always right. I mean, come on. Someone's at fault here.
Correct.
Then we hear a lot of mutual with the Jimmy Butler thing, too.
Can I just tell you this?
Come on.
If he was doing it the right way and he was leading besides playing, they would have gladly. Everybody's looking for cover corners. Everybody's looking for cover corners. There's a shortage of them, man.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know this guy's a difficult person. Like, the Dolphins need to do a better job managing difficult people. I've always thought that. I think they've done a very poor job with a lot of these guys. You sign, look, you bring guys in that you know are going to be tough. They've been this way their entire career. Don't be surprised when they act the same way. Tyreek's been a difficult person his entire career. Jalen Ramsey's been a difficult person. Like,
I think.
Come on, man. Don't act surprised when this stuff happens.
They talk to him ahead of time. They should do their you hope they do their homework when they get him, and they know exactly what they're getting. And do they have a game plan?
Yeah, but it seems like they don't. Right there, they act all surprised when things go south. Like, oh, Tyreek's acting nuts. Wow, we're shocked. I mean, come on.
Well, listen, Woody, we
can't be surprised when these guys do what they've done their entire career, right?
So you know what's funny?
Same thing with Jimmy too. By the way, to go back to Jimmy, like, the guy blew up every franchise he's ever been a part of.
But he's pretty good. He's pretty happy, and he's pretty.
So
happy
Tyreek
there.
And Jalen Ramsey are good too, but those guys have also done this crap everywhere they've gone.
Right. No, I got you. I don't.
I just the Dolphins always just seem like they get caught off guard.
At some point, you have
you know, like don't they? They just always seem like they get caught off guard.
At some point, and maybe it happened. Maybe it happened where, excuse me, there was some tough love in there, right? Maybe tough love, and you can't give those guys tough love. I don't know.
Come on, man. I think you're giving the Dolphins way too much credit. Tough love from who? Who's over there scolding these guys? It's so ugly. They can't go back. Come on.
So
I just don't buy it. But
so what do you think? Why would Jalen Ramsey, who had his run of the mill to do whatever he wanted, just play well on Sunday, basically follow a few rules, that he became a guy where they said, knowing he's clearly the best corner they have coming back, it's not even close.
Yeah, maybe he said he wanted out because the team stinks.
Right,
you don't want to be here anymore.
So what are you going to do? And then you act that way because you decide you're not going to, you don't want to be part of this. So you kind of check out, and I'll see you when it matters. But I'm not coming to this voluntary stuff, and I'm going to show up when I need to. And I'm going to, you know, I got my own routine away from the team. And hey, man, enough's enough. Hey, we got to go to break here.
Texas is mad at you this morning, Joe. They're already mad at you.
About what?
Come on, Joe, please stop talking about the Dolphins and how they're a changed team. What did they put in your coffee this morning? So it's coming from a 30-year-plus season ticket holder. That's a rough 30 years.
Wait a second. I'm not giving anybody a hall pass if you listen to this show, by the way. If you're a first-timer, I'll give you – if you tell me you're a first-timer, in case you haven't listened to this, this thing has been pounded.
Well, I think you're excited that people are showing up to – what is it, OTAs?
No, I just – I'm listening to all these comments coming out. Which, if you're offended by that, then maybe just telling you that I'm hearing all this stuff about this first time, it's different than last year, and I'm like, wow. So you hear that, it's different than a year ago, and you go, man, huh. Hey, I'm like everybody else, man. I'd love to know the whole story of Jalen Ramsey, the whole story, and that somebody finally said two of the nicest guys in sports, our general manager and head coach, who want to get along with the world if they can. That you said, hey, I can't play here with you guys. Whew. Wow. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. I want to talk about what a great sports medicine program. It is fantastic. People ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. A lot of the sports events going on down here, individual sporting events, they use those Baptist Health South Florida doctors because they put together an all-star team, one of the top sports medicine programs together, hired some of the top specialists to come here for the knee. Anything to do with the knee, by the way. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They really put together a great team of doctors, team doctors, as well as the team doctors, calling those specialists and coordinating to get things done quickly. And they're working for everybody, folks. With the three facilities we have to cover you in Dade, Broward, and even Palm Beach County, we got you covered, man. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. One go every day. Hey, they're for all of us here, man, to get great results and get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for your weather, brought to you by the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 76 degrees. There is no rain in the forecast. Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you. And by the way, Marlins getting a nice 5-1 win. Take 2 out of 3 from Tampa Bay, who they've struggled through the years with. And they open up 3 starting today with the Chicago Cubs in town, who are playing really well. Speaking of a little bit of baseball there, congratulations to Stoneman Douglas High School, 5th straight baseball title, one of the best. Hey, and I want to do that this week just because I got friends that are coaching at high school level, and we do a lot of high school football down here. I do. But that high school Stoneman Douglas program has been a real powerhouse for a long time, long time. Just a great program there. And so congratulations to them, one of the top teams in the country again as well. But we've got some, hey, listen, we got a team down in Columbus High School. Their basketball program has been phenomenal the last few years with state national championships and winning big tournaments and everything, including a couple of brothers going to be on their way to Duke. Again, we're going to try to get to everybody, boys and girls and men and women, try to get to a bunch of our dominant teams down here because sometimes you get going. And oh, hey, we've been good for a while now too, Joe. We didn't, you know, I'm not just talking about one. We've been really good. But, yeah, they've been winning 5th straight baseball title. That's up there. Hey, that Chaminade program is another one in football that has just been – an absolute powerhouse, and we're coming off a year where we had a lot of dominating teams. The ones that were eligible were very dominant. We've got Omar Kelly, a Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, going to join us early 7 o'clock hour about my comments that I just had. And I was curious because those guys, they open up, and those guys talk a little bit at OTAs, and, hey, man, it's just a lot different around here. And I go, well, that's – I wouldn't have never known last year that was bad, but you guys would know. And I was thinking, well, they lost 3 really good on a team that was 8-9 that had lots of problems, mostly Tyreek Hill. But they had some real good leaders as far as guys on the team that were really good with young players and guys that did it the right way, that you didn't have to be motivated by a coach. Hey, listen, the way this team is run, you have to have some self-motivation. You do. You do. I still believe Mike needs to be the head coach and they're not all teammates. I don't buy that. I have never bought that. I never will buy that. Now, I'm not saying it has to be as lopsided as it was when Don Shula and then the rest of the Miami Dolphins, but that was an old school thing, right? But you do need, at some point, you can't be – I've always said the jump from assistant coach to coordinator is a big one because now you're responsible to make tough decisions at the end of the day. A defensive back coach says, hey, our defensive coordinator or offense coordinator wants to make a change, But it's a whole different jump from being a coordinator to being a head coach. When things are great, it's fantastic. When they're not, you got to do some tough love. And guys are breaking rules, you got to do tougher love. You just do. It's no longer we're teammates. That changes, in my opinion. That changes. Now, again, Omar asked me this all the time. Well, who motivated you? I didn't need it. I got yelled at anyway, but I didn't need to be motivated, you know, for things that, you know, or bad plays or, hey, man, I never had a teammate, Bo and I laugh all the time, that wanted to make bad plays on the field on purpose. just so I could meet the coach on the sideline for a little ass chewing before he went back out. You can't do that today. I do understand that. It's different. But you still have to be the head coach. And, hey, guy breaks rules or not doing something right or going to you got to call him in, man. You got to call him in and got a tough love. I'm not saying, you know, yell and scream at him, but need to understand. Like this thing about being late went on too long. And it waited to an 8-9 season before it came out. It wasn't just around for the first time. It'd been around. So anyway, we've got to go to break here. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here as big day yesterday. What a day, man. Fun. We got the conference championship set up in hockey and basketball. We'll jump more into that. And Omar Kelly, who always gets it rolling for Dolphin fans, will join us early 7 o'clock hour. Jovo, Ed Jovanovski, going to join us at 8 o'clock as well. So we'll be talking to Eddie about another dominant win, man. How about that? 2-6-1 wins in Toronto. 2-6-1 wins. Not one, but 2-6-1 wins. What do we call that? A 35-3. Road win for the Panthers, 35-3, equivalent to a 35-3 win. That was from Goldie. I stole that from him. That's what that ass whipping was like. They got beat in every phase of the game. You listen to those guys. We'll have more on that coming up as well. But first, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's jacked up as a big hockey guy and got two sons that are really good young players. But hey. We're going to talk about what he does when he's not watching his sons play hockey. Well, I can tell you what he's doing. He's helping you get a mortgage quickly. He's got some great programs set up. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Boy, I'll tell you what, the great alternative, ready to help you for 35 years he's been doing this. He's got some programs put together. First-time home buyers, he wants to make sure you have a chance. You know, you're out there and you finally get some money together and you want to get your first home. And you keep finishing third or fourth and because you're not set up. He'll get it all structured for you, man. Get you approved so you can get in there and get right back in the game. Fixed rates in the fives right now. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. He's got a great program for you, too. Hey, Michael Kotze, about helping people and getting you approved quickly. He works 7 days a week. It's nice to get all that paperwork started on the weekend. So that you're ahead of the game. And that's what Michael Kotze is about. When you work 7 days a week, that's what's made him so successful. Yeah, he's not working banker's hours. Not when you work at Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, the way he works with the experience he has. Reverse mortgage is more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify sitting there with all that money in your home right now, all that equity, and you could really use that money. It's paid off or just about paid off. You can do it. Reverse mortgage might be perfect for you. Go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about Michael Kotze. A lot of good stuff. Call or text him. He's always working. Call him this evening. Call him this morning, 561-441-2730. That's MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Michael has no life and ready to help you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.